CBS Eye on the World with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Wall Street Journal reporting, President Biden expected to roll back some tariffs on Chinese imports soon, a decision constrained by competing policy aims. People familiar with the situation say what comes next has been pending with Mr. Biden in recent weeks and that he could announce his decision this week. We welcome Alan Tunnelson, our guide on manufacturing and, of course, tariffs, manufacturing being prey to tariffs in both directions, China to the U.S., U.S. to China. Alan, are you surprised that the Biden administration is moving to lift tariffs? What tariffs becomes critical? However, the whole point of the tariffs was leverage on China. Has the leverage outlived its time? Good evening to you, Alan.
Hi, John, and hi, Gordon. And I am very surprised, even though I don't have an extremely high regard for the Biden administration's knowledge of either basic economics or basic business practices. But I would have thought that someone with some influence at the White House would have told Mr. Biden by now that businesses don't lower costs because they're input prices fall. They don't lower costs because what they buy in order to produce their product or their service has become cheaper. They lower costs when the demand for their product or their service falls. And if the demand for their product remains strong, which is the case throughout the entire U.S. economy so far, they're not going to lower prices just because they're paying less for the goods and services they require to produce their product. At least they won't lower prices if they have any regard for maintaining profits. And of course, most businesses would very much like to maintain profits. I'm also very surprised because in this election year, this can't possibly be a politically popular move. And the Biden administration and the Democrats in Congress, who are so closely linked to its fortunes, have enough negatives so far to worry about. They have enough problems so far to deal with. They don't need another by any means. And this can only make the administration more unpopular, not less unpopular.
Gordon, you have a question for Alan.
Alan, as we've talked about, when these tariffs were put in place in 2018, China basically bore the cost by subsidizing export factories. So really what Biden is doing here is he's giving a subsidy to the Chinese central government. He's not helping American consumers. And I fear that you're right, that there will be no noticeable effect on prices if these tariffs do come off. Given all of that, do you think Biden is going to get a hit politically for doing something that looks like it helps China rather than Americans?
Like I just noted, he has so many problems right now that it's very difficult to determine at this point what the effect of cutting China tariffs will be. But I do believe we can be absolutely sure, given how deservedly unpopular China has become among the American public for so many reasons, human rights violations in Hong Kong, human rights violations against the Uyghurs in Xinjiang, becoming more aggressive in the South China Sea, basically giving Russia something of a green light to invade Ukraine. And of course, the list by no means stops there. So you have China being incredibly unpopular among most Americans, and it's become completely bipartisan by now, although Democrats seem to be somewhat more willing to give China a slightly greater benefit of the doubt when it comes to these issues. But again, China on a bipartisan basis is incredibly unpopular. And the idea that this move could bring any benefits to an administration and to a Democratic caucus in Congress, which desperately needs good moves, is just not serious.
Alan, the reporting suggests that the administration has been in dispute about this for some time and points to the Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, saying that the tariffs are a drag on our economy. Is that accurate?
There's no evidence for that prospect whatever, and we know this because even when the tariffs were first introduced 3 years ago, and in fact now 4 years ago, by President Trump, and we have to remember tariffs are a one-time increase, in theory at least, in the final cost of various products. So a one-time increase in the cost of products that was imposed now 4 years ago can't possibly be fueling the inflation that we've seen over the last year and a half or so. But there's no doubt that President Biden is taking Secretary Yellen's analysis very, very seriously. And she's never been especially sharp when it comes to trade policy or to China policy. Not that that's been her her primary field of expertise, but as the Treasury Secretary, she is at least by status his leading economic advisor, and she does seem to be carrying a great deal of clout in this respect.
Gordon, you have a question.
Alan, Biden keeps on saying he's trying to support American manufacturing, but by taking these tariffs off, we know that he's going to be helping Chinese manufacturing. We know this because a number of reshoring efforts have actually been stopped in anticipation of these tariffs coming off. Do you think that Biden does he have a plan in terms of what he can do to help American companies? Because it doesn't seem like he's doing anything. He talks about it, but he doesn't do anything to actually help the American worker.
I think that at this point, after some initially promising steps, like his very early declaration, in fact, before he was even sworn in, that he was going to keep the Trump tariffs in place for the time being, and also his announcement of a rather detailed plan to enforce the U.S. government's Buy American regulations much more effectively, after some promising early steps like that, I think you're right. There's been very little concrete progress. And this latest move that these tariffs on China might be lifted this week would be a major step backwards. And the phrase that that at this point, I think, best describes the Biden administration manufacturing policy and trade policy and China policies comes from that great late 1980s teen Rat Pack movie, Say Anything. I think that the administration will simply say anything that it takes or that it thinks it will take to convince Americans, and particularly to convince its labor union allies, that it's really on their side and that it really has the very best, pro-American manufacturing intentions in mind. Unfortunately, nothing on the actual record to date bears that out.
We have less than a minute, Alan. Does this surprise your colleagues who've been watching the tariffs and the Biden administration? Did you know this was coming? We have less than a minute.
It's still very surprising because there is no economic argument on behalf of this move. There is no political argument on behalf of this move, and there's no strategic argument in terms of negotiating strategy, as Biden's own U.S. trade representative keeps pointing out, on behalf of this move.
Therefore, it's coming. There's nothing to be done. We get used to it. Correct, Alan?
At this point, unless there's major congressional pushback.
Alan Tonelson, he blogs at Reality Check. He's our guru on manufacturing and tariffs. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. He writes at Gatestone, Newsweek, and The Hill, and other distinguished publications, and certainly will write about of the tariffs again and again and again. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.